Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for starting it right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty good. Well, how about yourself?
Doing pretty good here. A little rough in this moment, but I mean, it's what we're used to here in the Midwest. I will say it does seem a little bit warmer, and the rain that we got in the last day or two felt very spring-like, with outside of the temperatures, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. Feeling the warmth with temperatures really steadied overnight through the 30s, and steady temps today again around the mid-30s here throughout. Stay socked in the clouds, and still a little drizzle, freezing drizzle possibility out there today, but otherwise temperatures tonight to 26 with cloudy skies, and then on Wednesday cloudy and 33. Wednesday night 27. Looks like this next low pressure system coming in from the southwest. So later Wednesday evening overnight brings some accumulating snow here to our area late Wednesday night through Thursday. 27 Wednesday night, light snow Thursday, 32. Right now best estimates with accumulations on the order of 5 to 8 inches right now for possible totals here from that Wednesday night into Thursday time frame. So, some more heavy, wet snow kind of variety with that system coming our way. And looks like after that, just clouds and upper 20s for highs Friday and Saturday coming up.
Didn't really sign up for that, Paul. Didn't know that was coming. We appreciate it so much, Paul. You guys are the best. We'll talk again tomorrow. Have a great day.
All right. You bet. You guys do.
Take care. Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center.
It's the heavy wet part. You know, 5 to 8 inches of snow, not that unexpected this type of time of year, but yeah, heavy and wet. Not my favorite kind of snow.
Not what I was what I wanted to hear.
Right.
that's definitely not true. And it is what it is. It's the only thing that I really don't like about winter. Like, I've gotten used to the amount of snow, the cold, a lot of these things. It's the slush.
Yeah.
That's the slush is the part
kind
of
that pulls you toward the ditch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, unrelenting.
Not the good stuff.
Unrelenting slush. Here is an interesting conversation that we're going to have. And I actually, when I first started working, one of the first jobs I did, I worked at a KFC.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this conversation with my boss at the time. Okay. And I mentioned little pieces of this before on the air. I was the only job I've ever done in fast food.
Mm-hmm.
And I love cooking. I like cooking. I like cleaning even to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not good at doing this on a very smart, quick basis. Like so many people that work in the fast food industry are really good at it. I genuinely have a healthy respect. My sister worked in the fast food industry for a long time. I have friends that are chefs.
It's a tough job.
It is not something I could do. I wholeheartedly admit I am no good in the fast food industry.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, I'm talking to my manager and I realize, you know, they're going to let me go. I'm going to get fired from my first job, you know,
right.
and we're talking and I called to get my schedule and he's like, well, I didn't put you on the schedule. And it's like, well, that's okay. I wasn't sure, how much longer I could keep doing this and stuff. I actually had another job I was going to start.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking and I kind of joke with him. I'm like, shouldn't you have given me 2 weeks? Like, getting me a heads up on this so I can find another job and everything. He's like, well, that's not how it works, James. You know, and I'm 15 at the time and stuff, and I'm Mr. Rebel without a pause. So, of course, I'm pushing on this. Well, that doesn't seem fair at all. Then we had to, he was a good guy who really humored me. Got done with the conversation, and to this day, I still don't know if I'm under employment under KFC or not, if I ever quit. Maybe they're still scheduled me. I don't know. But it was one of these things where this kind of debate comes up.
Mm-hmm.
If I am working for Melissa and I want to leave, the respectful thing, the classy thing, and the thing that other employers are going to be looking for me to do is to give her 2 weeks' notice, at least 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah.
Now, if Melissa decides today to fire me, she does not have to give me 2 seconds' notice.
Nope.
Boom, done. She could do it through text. She could do it through an email. There has to be no respect, no class whatsoever in this. And it's okay by today's, by society's standards.
At will state.
So is this a good point, or are we just getting more bitter and selfish? People on TikTok are encouraging us to stop giving our bosses a two-week notice. When you're ready to quit, just leave with zero notice. Their argument is that companies don't give you a two-week notice, and when you're fired or laid off. So why help them out just so that they have time to replace you? Pause.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hurting the employer, the company. You're hurting your fellow employees.
Yep.
If I'm not on that factory job, it's not GM or Nike or Amazon that's hurting. It's the people that are working on
working
that front
with
line.
You. Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll go back and time in. The hashtag no 2 weeks notice has been trending, and a lot of young people seem to be on board. A few even claim they did it after the trend went viral. Counter argument as you're being a jerk for no reason. Yes, it's legal to quit and storm out whenever you want. Not a new idea. Hasn't anybody seen Half Baked or Jerry Maguire or any of these movies where, you know, all that stuff? And if there is a reason you can't stay on for 2 weeks, it's fine. Most employers understand that. But the burning of bridges.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of these younger people are thinking of that.
About future employment.
Yeah. So people don't want to leave their boss in a tough spot, and companies do sometimes offer severance packages when you're let go. It's not like they're always hanging you out to dry. Not every time that you have been fired or every company does this.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly plenty of them do, and the majority of them do. People supporting the trend might also regret it one day. A lot of hiring managers check social media posts now and might not want to hire someone who openly stuck it to their last boss.
Yeah.
What is one of the first lessons you learn in an interview? Don't talk trash about your old boss.
Yep.
Don't do it. Guess what? The new boss doesn't like that because the new boss is looking at it like, wait a minute.
Well, if you're going to talk trash about them, what are you going to?
Yeah.
No, it shows a personality trait.
I'm not saying any of this is kosher. I'm not saying any of this is the right way to do things, but this is where we are. There's this agreements. These are these kind of quote-unquote gentleman agreements we have in society on these things. Hey, I'm going to give you a heads up when I'm leaving. You know, hopefully when you fire me or if you fire me, you do it with some class and some dignity or give me some dignity in it or something.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, that does not happen all the time.
Well, especially not in big companies.
I do think, though, there has to be a better way. I gotta believe there is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what it is. I don't have the answers. I'm saying this rhetorically. But I do think that there's got to be a better way. We're having this pushback, and we're having the pushback. We've seen it from companies, too. Companies letting people go for no reason, or finding a reason to let people go, or finding a way to cut corners on things and not give people their full, you know, severance packages or these things. So it's not like either side, it doesn't have blood on their hands. Either side is completely innocent here. But I do got to think that there's a way of working this out. One of the more confusing things that I find, and forgive me, Melissa, but I got to make this sports reference here. Because it's me and I can't go a show without doing it.
Of course not.
But every time there's a strike in sports, since I was a little kid, and I'm watching the baseball players take a strike. It happens. They always take the owner's side. The owners, who are billionaires, billionaires, take the side over athletes who are making thousands and possibly millions of dollars and stuff. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you need to pull out a violin for them. But if you're going to choose a side, it seems crazy to me that you choose the side of this team that doesn't really care about you, by the way. Like, they tell you they do, but guess what? They don't. They care about your money. They care about you paying and help, you know, helping their franchise and them make more money.
Mm-hmm.
These billionaires making even more. Whereas these athletes who do not have this funnel of money in a company like these people do, they don't own the team. They don't have a bank account that... Guess what? If you're an owner, you don't need a 401k. Your 401k is your building, is your team.
Mm-hmm.
You've got something that's going to constantly make money the rest of your life.
Right.
These players don't have anything like that. These players don't. In most sports outside of baseball, I can cut you today, and I don't owe you a penny. in football, you could sign the biggest, Aaron Rodgers signed the biggest deal in the world. He gets his signing bonus, yes. But if I want to fire him now, I don't owe him jack. Like, there's different contract agreements with different, you know, guaranteed money and things like that. I'm putting that aside. It has always been a very crazy thing to me that you would take the side of the slave owners as opposed to the slaves. I mean, and I'm sorry to make that metaphor and everything, but it's the modern day version of it in some ways, according to many, many people that know a lot more and experience a lot more than I have. So it has always seemed twisted to me that we do this. This seems the very similar thing to me of this agreement that exists that none of us really necessarily agree with. I don't think anybody thinks it's the perfect way of doing things. Hey, I'm going to fire you. You get no notice. Hey, I'm leaving my job. Here's my 2-week notice. None of this stuff has really worked that great. It's the best we got, maybe, but that doesn't seem like a good enough reason to keep doing it.
Well, and I think for some, it depends on the relationship you have with your employer. I can't speak to working for a giant conglomerate or a big company or corporation because then you're just a cog in the wheel. You're a number. You're not necessarily a person to, especially those higher up. You're a figure. You know, you make them money or you don't. And if you don't make them money, they're going to get rid of you. So I could see in that instance, the pushback to, well, I'm not going to let them know I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, everybody that I've worked for that I, you know, I'm moving and I need to quit a job. I've given them months notice, like in 3 months I can't work for you anymore. and they've always been very understanding and have worked with me to you know, try to find a replacement or what have you. But I think that in some ways the giving of the 2 weeks notice is more about protecting yourself and your future career.
Oh yeah.
So
I have never not given 2 weeks notice to a job, and I don't think I've ever done it because of the business, because of the company. I've done it because of the people on the front lines with me, the people that I'm working with and everything. That's my thought. Maybe my boss sometimes.
Because who's going to have to pick up your slack if you're not there?
It ain't going to be the company.
No.
It ain't going to be the general manager of the company coming down and doing that work or anything.
It's going to be the people that you work with.
So I don't really, who are you really hurting by not showing up to work or ghosting your job or any
and
of this
doing stuff? I'm sticking it to you with this. I'm just walking off the job today.
Because you know what it feels like? It feels like wanting to sound like you're standing for something when you're standing on nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, look what I'm doing. I'm doing something for people. I'm doing something for society. I'm rebelling. I'm pushing back. No,
are
you're
you
lazy.
Though?
You're lazy.
Or you're just making a TikTok video.
You're lazy and you're childish. And you're also hurting the people you work with. Like, you're not
for internet clicks.
Yeah, I mean, you're not really like hurting the man here. You're hurting your fellow, people that are on the same level you are.
Because those people aren't going to go to your TikTok video and like it.
Guess what the owner is going to do? Guess what the conglomerate's going to do? Hire somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're just going to fill your spot. This isn't going to slow them down. I really need to think about my life and the way I run this company. No. Are they still making money? Because the answers to all your questions, whether you like it or not, is money. I don't think that's good. I don't like that. But if you're the owner of this big, if I'm the owner of this conglomerate and some peon, somebody way down there that I don't even know the name of or anything like that.
Employee 45712 quit today. All right. Well,
let's hire
somebody on the temp list.
473. Like, you know, get them in. Moving on. What's next on the docket here? I got a golf going to get to.
Probably don't even hear about it.
No, not at all.
No.
Like, you're so right about that. I didn't even think of that. Yes, absolutely. It's not like they're going to let
No, the hiring manager deals with it.
So who are you really hurting here? And I am all for rebelling. Don't get me wrong. It's my wheelhouse. But rebelling for the sake of rebelling doesn't accomplish jack, doesn't do anything. It's just, look at me, look what I'm doing. That's all this is to me. It's just another, that's not what Cesar Chavez was doing. That's not what actual real change is about.
I mean, a strongly worded letter expressing your discontent with your job in your outro meeting would maybe do a little more.
It seems like a lot of people are mixing up like what a cause is and what doing good is with look at me, right. You know, that kind of thing. Like, right. It's, and I know that's been around for a long time, but this kind of stuff is bringing it to a different layer for me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one thing to taking the selfie at Auschwitz. Okay. Like, that's crazy and that's sick and insane enough. This is taking it to a level where it's really hurting other people too. Mm-hmm. And not only that, hurting their future. That they don't even, like, I don't think that they can really, wrap their minds around or something. This 20 years down the line, people are still going to be looking at your social media posts. Mm-hmm. And there are people, there are especially businesses like that job you really wanted at a law firm or something like that. They've got people at law firms, their entire job is vetting, you know, you. Mm-hmm. And that's part, and part of that is your social media. Going through, well, they're not going to go through 20 years of social media. Yes, they are. These are big jobs. These are big paying jobs and stuff. And even it's getting down to a point now where there are businesses that, like, if I'm Burger King, I can hire these guys and they're going to go through this social media, so I ain't got to worry about getting canceled. That's a big concern for companies. So even on a smaller level, they're doing this now. We will take a break. We'll come back and do some celebrating with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, coming up here on the morning show at WFHR.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
It's time for Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Birthday montage.
Yeah. It's trying something different.
I like it.
Trying to mess around. Hope y'all are having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. It's time to talk a little Misty's, talk about some birthdays, some anniversaries, and for you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang force. Let them know we appreciate them, and let them know that we're really enjoying the Birthday and Anniversary Club still after all these years. And be sure to get on over there if you're celebrating a birthday, or you can get a free slice.
Free pie.
Yes, get on over there and get that free pie. And we want to encourage you to keep sending us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Like our Facebook page, direct message us that way as well. Was just on there earlier today grabbing a couple birthdays from one of our listeners. Thank you for doing that. I have four great names here. Melissa, I need you to give me a 1 through 4.
I'm going to choose 1.
All right, that gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Jeff Penzkover.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Jeff Penzkover. Jeff, have a great day. Also, a happy birthday to Patty Wallace.
Happy birthday, Patty.
Hope you enjoy your day, Patty. A very happy birthday to Carrie Anderson.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Have a great one, Carrie. And our qualifier today, happy birthday to Paula Weber.
Paula, congratulations and happy birthday.
We hope you have a great one, Paula. Enjoy. And once again, just to let everybody know, we'll keep mentioning this throughout the week here. Our December winners were Pastor Matthew and Amy Bergstresser. Their certificate is on the way to them. So we did get our December one taken care of.
Good.
I appreciate that. We really appreciate the audience playing along and having some fun with that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays. And I was kind of hoping, well, let me touch on a couple first here. We have Calvin Harris turning 39 today. Scottish DJ who did This Is What You Come From with Rihanna. A couple songs with Taylor Swift. He's like him and Taylor Swift worked quite a bit together, actually, I think. Great DJ. One of the better hustlers in NBA history, Dwayne Wade, is 41 today. NBA superstar, won a couple titles with the Miami Heat, part of the Big Three for a while there, but also won one with, on his own with Shaq. Dwayne Wade went from Chicago, went to school right here in this state at Marquette University.
Nice.
One of my favorite players and one of my Chris's favorite players of all time. Dwayne Wade, all these things. You knock down, get up. You get knocked down 9 times, get up 10. Like just one of these athletes, one of these guys that just took so many bangs and bruises. One of my favorite players to watch because of his hustle, both in college and the pros. And all that stuff pales in comparison to the way he has supported his kids. What he has done backing his kids. Melissa gets really excited about it.
So excited. I'm throwing spoons around.
I just, what he's done as a father, certainly as a husband too, but as a father, as a father, I look up to much more than his NBA career. And that's hard for me to say because I love the NBA and I love Dwayne Wade and I love Marquette basketball. So.
All around good human being.
Just really, like, he's changed the game when it comes to celebrity parenting, I think. Like, it really has.
Awesome.
In a genuine way.
That's good.
And lost some money for it, too. Like, some advertisers pulled from him and things like that to support his kid who's going through change and all this and stuff and try to use pronouns and these things. He's learning. He's trying to grow and trying to understand what his child is going through.
Well, being an advocate for his kid.
Isn't that what a parent should do?
That's like, what a parent should do.
I wish we almost didn't have to pat him on the back for this, for doing just what a parent should do. But we kind of have to in today's society. And we should in today's society.
Yes.
Zoe Deschanel, 43 today.
Wow.
I was kind of hoping her thing would come up in that montage there, but it didn't. But she should have the day off. It is her birthday. she, of course, from The New Girl, Jessica Day and The New Girl, Zoe sings the M. Ward, with M. Ward and She and Him. Amazing band. Great band. as an actress, she was Kimberly in Elf. She was in Almost, the sister in Almost Famous. She was, really, really good. The first time I remember seeing her was in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
Sneaky good movie. Love that movie. She was also in The Good Girl with Jennifer Aniston.
Okay. And at The Bridge to Terabithia?
Yes. Yes. Another good role of hers. Mm-hmm. Good actor. She's a good actor.
Oh, yeah. I like her a lot. I really like the TV show she's doing, New Girl.
Yeah.
Or was doing.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten through it all yet. So in my mind, she's still doing it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. very talented. Mm-hmm. I really like her voice, too. Freddie Rodriguez is 48. Benny on Bull. He was on the Night Shift, 6 Feet Under. Great character actor. Good actor. I like him. Let us see here. Shabba Ranks is 57. Shabba. Mm. Real name, Rexton Ralston Fernando Gordon.
Wow.
And he's huge in Japan, apparently.
Okay.
Shabba Ranks, still kicking it, still doing it.
That's quite the name. Rexton Ralston.
Do we say former first lady, or are they always a first lady? Because once you leave the presidency, you're still considered president. We still call you president, even after you're out of office. So do we still consider them a first lady or say former first lady? I have no idea how to word that.
I think they use those interchangeably, though, even with presidents.
Yeah, a bit, it seems like, right?
So I would say first lady. Sure, why not?
I just want to make sure to give this woman all the respect I can because I am a big fan. Big fan. Miss Michelle Obama is 59 today.
Wow.
Quite the human being. Long before politics, long before she even met her love of her life and Barack and everything, which I think is one of the sneakiest things that does not get talked about with the Obamas nearly enough, the romantic side of that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they have been much more during his presidential run, all those things. Like, you see politicians kiss their wives all the time. How bad does it usually look? Like, it looked completely like they were in love. Like, and again, foolish romantic here. I like seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
But long before she met him, quite the human being, quite the accomplishments.
Oh, yes. And what she accomplished during the presidency was noteworthy as well.
Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey is 61 today.
Wow.
The great Jim Carrey. His face is 20.
61.
Like the way he stretches his face and everything like that.
I you would think he'd have wrinkles galore.
Yeah. Instead, he said somehow he looks like not. And somehow he looks great.
Yeah.
Also, still working his tail off and still doing really good. He picks and chooses the work more now, but he's still just as talented, just as good as he's ever been.
A lot of his early stuff, I don't know. It some of it was just too stupid for me.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Some of it I liked, like Mask. I did like that one.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he started doing a little bit more, I don't know, I won't call it serious comedy, but like Bruce Almighty or The Truman Show, those I started. And what's the one? The one with the lies. Liar, Liar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those you liked more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that he matured with his audience.
Yeah.
I think as his audience got older, that core audience of his that watched In Living Color, some of those things maybe. But I think just as a man, too, he evolved, like grew as an actor and always wanted to be this guy, but just didn't get the break right away.
Right.
But very talented. Very, very talented.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the movie Dumb and Dumber that told me that Jim Carrey was going to have this career. There's a scene in Dumb and Dumber where he looks at Jeff Daniels and he says, I'm just so tired of being alone. And he says it with such reality, such truth. And it's in the middle of all this crazy comedy and everything. And I remember as a kid seeing that in the theater and being like, okay, that's the next Robin. That's the next guy that can do it all, that can do comedy just as good as he does drama and all this. I don't know if you could say Jim Carrey is at that level. I put Robin on an echelon that nobody belongs on. But I think realistically, I think it's pretty safe to say that Jim Carrey has hit quite the mark. Maybe not at that level, but right a tier right under it, shade under it. Like 1A, 1B kind of thing.
And he's got the clout to be able to choose what he wants to do now and can direct his career the way he wants it to go.
Susan Hoffs is 64, singer for the Bengals.
Yeah.
Great singer-songwriter. Steve Harvey is 66. His suits, 40. Well, he's got some great suits. Mr. Harvey knows how to dance. Also, one of the original kings of comedy, has gone on to do quite the emceeing gig. Like he does, isn't he a judge on a show too, or something?
And Family Feud, and
one of those guys.
All sorts of stuff.
Got like 90 jobs. Good on him. Way to go. Steve Earle is 68, country rocker who sang Copperhead Road. Now, he is the father of singer/veteran Justin Townes Earle.
Oh.
Interesting. Mick Taylor is 74, Rolling Stones guitarist from 69 to 74. Maury Povich is 84 today. The great James Earl Jones is 92.
Really?
Very happy to say that.
Wow. I didn't realize he was that old.
Yeah, yeah. I've mentioned it before, and I will name drop. Let me just pick that name up. when I was taking classes in California at Cal, at the end of our dramatic classes, we combined our two classes, and we were told that we were going to have a special speaker. And we figured it'd be some, you know, buddy that none of us have ever heard of or whatever. And James Earl Jones comes walking in. Like not like in through a special door or anything like that. Like came in the same room with the door we came in, and just walking past people, and you look up and you see this. He's gigantic. He's a huge human being.
Really?
And he just kind of like with all the class in the world looking down on you. Hello, hello. You know, just hello, and goes up there, and we're dumbfounded for the first 10 minutes he's talking because you can't imagine. He's from me to like the gas station. Not even that. He's like to our sign away. Like it's just insane. And then he got up to like we got to ask a couple questions afterwards. The patience and the time that man gave us. It was incredible.
That's
like
awesome.
Just wonderful human being.
Hmm.
Not to mention also one of the greatest actors to ever do it.
With the greatest voice.
Yeah, yeah. Happy 92nd to Mr. Jones. a very, very happy birthday to some of the greats. We've got some amazing names here. First, as we mentioned earlier, Benjamin Franklin, 1706, passed away in 1790. Hmm. One of the fathers of this country.
Yes.
One of the fathers of democracy. That should be mentioned more, too. The legend, Betty White, born in this day in 1922, of course, passed away last year in 2021. We love Betty White.
Yeah.
Anything that can be said about her has been and should be more and more. Today's a great day to maybe watch some great scenes of hers that you watched from maybe the Mary Tyler Moore Show or Golden Girls or something. Maybe when she was on one of the TV or game shows she was on. Look for some stuff that maybe you haven't seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to do when these birthdays come up of people that are just passed. Look up something of theirs that see that maybe I haven't watched before.
Well, there's so much available from her. I mean, she was in what, 7 decades of TV?
The greatest fighter of all time, Muhammad Ali, born on this day in 1942, passed away in 2016. You can push back on that. You can tell me anything you want about this fighter, about that fighter. And look, I'll hear you. I'll listen. But in my head, I'm not listening. I'm not agreeing. Muhammad Ali did things that nobody has ever done in sports, let alone in boxing. What he did as a game changer for civil rights, for personal rights, certainly is noteworthy as well. Do I agree with him not fighting for this country and those things? No, I don't. Do I agree with why he did it and everything? Do I support his decision as a human being, as an American? This is what it is to be an American. Just as much as it is an American to go fight for your country, it is to push back on it.
Right.
Now, I don't like that. I personally, if I was asked to fight for this country right now, I'd go do it. If they asked me to fight for the Ukraine, I might do it. That's the family I was raised in. That's who I am. That's not the family he was raised in. I'm not going to put my moral compass on another person.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at his life, you have to look at the good, the bad, the things you agree with, the things you don't agree with. But you cannot take away the impact he had on culture, on society.
Yeah.
Sports aside, Ali was so big at a time, no internet, a handful of radio stations and TVs just growing. And Muhammad Ali is known in third world countries. Like, just cannot wrap your mind around how big Ali was and how big he was for culture. The great Eartha Kitt, born on this day in 1927, passed away in 2008. The first black woman to play Catwoman. Original Batman and with Adam West, she was on as Catwoman. The great Eartha Kitt. I mean, one of the greatest voices ever, too.
Oh, I was going to say, she's a singer, too.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Santa Baby.
C'est bon. C'est bon.
Such a voice. Sherry Lewis, born in this day in 1933, passed away in 1998. Lamb Trap ventriloquist.
Oh.
Great voice, great ventriloquist. Quite a talented human being. Andy Kaufman, born in this day in 1949, passed away in 1984. Comedy genius.
Hmm.
You were just talking earlier about Jim Carrey. Or we were just talking about Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey, one of his most famous roles was playing Andy Kaufman, the guy he shares a birthday with in Man in the Moon. To me, that was a tough movie to watch. I didn't know a lot of that stuff about Andy Kaufman.
Really?
And I grew up as a kid watching Taxi and him on SNL and thinking he was this silly, you know, genius. And he struggled with a lot of stuff. And I think Jim Carrey played him perfectly. Let's see here. Al Capone, born in this day in 1899, passed away in 1947. Not a good man. Not a good man at all. But like every other figure we talk about in history, my people, the Italians, do not have a place in this country without Al Capone. Hmm. Whether you like to admit it or not, whether people would like to admit it or not, that's the truth. It's just a fact. And that is going to wrap up our birthdays and anniversaries. But one more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Carrie Anderson, a very happy birthday to Jeff Penkhauser, happy birthday to Patty Wallace. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Paula Weber.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Treat yourself. Listen to Melissa's News and treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here on WFHR. Serious comedy, start your day. Melissa and James here with you. Take you right to the top of the hour. Got some fun stuff to get to. Wanted to do this, Melissa. We don't get a chance to do it very often, but when you and I get together, we seem to find time to be able to do some weird, wacky, random, fun facts.
Yeah.
Let's dive into some of those. There is more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere now than at any time in at least in the last four million years.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling.
You had an inkling?
I had no idea.
Is it just because there's so many humans breathing?
Yeah, yes, yes, basically, yes, yeah. There's more of us, so it seems to make more sense.
And those darn cows.
You know, something about that, yeah.
No, I think that's methane.
It is methane, yes. I wasn't going to say anything, but I thought it was funny. This is the way those darn cows. Goodnight Moon was originally going to be called Goodnight Room.
Really?
Aww. Just doesn't hit the same.
Doesn't sound the same. No,
it's not bad, but it just...
No. I mean, it'd be a cute, you know, good night room, good night bed, good night wall.
I don't know if this is obvious or it's interesting or what. I'm not even sure if I want to do it, but here we go. Pilates was started in an internment camp. A German athlete named Joseph Pilates was locked up by the British and came up with a way for his fellow German inmates to exercise when they were sick and stuck in bed.
Hmm.
Great. I did not know that.
No.
I did not either.
Yeesh.
IKEA is an acronym. The IK is the founder's initials, Ingvard Kamprad. And the E is for Elmetard, which is the farm he grew up in Sweden. And the A is Odengard, which was his home village.
Huh.
Very interesting.
Name, farm, home village. Got it.
I like it. Avocados are a fruit, not a vegetable.
Okay.
They're technically considered a single-seeded berry, believe it or not.
I want a berry. One big one that's yes. green.
That's green. Yes, yes. And a big seed in the middle of it.
Yes, please.
The Eiffel Tower can be 15 centimeters taller during the summer.
Really?
Due to thermal expansion, meaning the iron heats up, the particles gain kinetic energy and take up more space. And they've actually measured this, and that's how they found this out and everything.
And it grows. That's crazy.
That is really weird, yeah. Australia is wider than the moon.
Whoa.
The moon sits at 3,400 kilometers in diameter, while Australia's diameter from east to west is almost 4,000 kilometers.
Woo.
That is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That is really kind of interesting, actually. Huh. The Spice Girls were originally called Touch.
That would not have aged well.
No, that would not have
gone
very well.
Spice Girls is better.
That's not good. When we first, quote, when we first started with the name Touch, we were pretty bland, says Mel C, the former member of the band.
Mm-hmm.
We felt like we had to fit into a mold. I think a lot of us know this one, whether subconsciously or just because of, you know, life. Human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves.
Hmm. Yep.
Teeth are coated in enamel, which is not a living tissue.
Hmm.
It is illegal, and I hope our Swiss listeners out there are paying attention. It is illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland. It's considered animal abuse because they are social beings and get lonely.
Yeah. Poor guinea pigs.
What is it? Is it? Go open the door. Open the door, sir. We know you got one guinea pig in there. We know you got one guinea pig in there. Quick, run, run. Well, all right, let me see that guinea pig cage. All right, I see there's two guinea pigs. Wait a minute. Is this a fake guinea pig you have in there? This is just stuffing. This isn't a real guinea pig.
But it's companionship.
How dare you? I love this. People are more creative in the shower.
Oh.
When we take a warm shower, we experience an increased dopamine flow that makes us more creative.
Really?
There's a lot of people that will talk about this. A lot of writers.
Yeah, shower thoughts.
A lot of singers, especially opera singers, famously find their voice in the shower.
Well, the acoustics are so much better in there.
I think that's really cool. The baby rabbits are called kits.
Oh, I think I knew that.
I didn't
remember it, though.
I'm bringing it up in part, too, because so are baby foxes are called kits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I know this because that's my nickname for my oldest daughter, Bria. The first airplane flew on December 17th, 1903. Wilbur and Orville Wright made four brief flights at Kitty Hawk in North Carolina with their first powered aircraft, a.k.a. their first airplane.
And look where we are now.
I don't know about this one. Nutmeg is a hallucinogen.
Really?
Yeah, what? The spice contains a miricin, a natural compound that has mind-altering effects if ingested in large doses.
Yeah, which is something that's hard to do with nutmeg.
Yeah, yeah.
Very powerful spice.
Very, very, yeah. Competitive art used to be an Olympic sport. Now, we have done this one before, but I do like bringing this one back.
Mm-hmm.
Between 1912 and 1948, the International Sporting Events awarded medals for music, painting, sculpture, and architecture. Shame it didn't catch on. The famous poetry scene in Ghost could have won an Olympic medal. That did win an Academy Award for Best Screenplay.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. The Spanish national anthem has no words. The Maca Reel is the one and one of only four national anthems in the world, along with those of Bosnia, Herzegovina, Kosovo, and San Marino, to have no official lyrics.
Really? That's interesting.
I find that really interesting, actually. That's kind of cool. And let us see here. I think many people might have known this one after her passing, but Queen Elizabeth II was a trained mechanic.
I did not know that.
Oh, I don't remember if I heard it brought up in her when she passed or not, but when she was 16, the Queen joined the British Employment Agency at the Labor Exchange and learned the basics of truck repair. And apparently she did this her whole life, too.
Like, it was like her hobby?
Yep. Something would go wrong, like needed to fix a tire or something like that. She'd go out there and do it. Like, they had to talk her out of this as she got older.
Right.
But she still wanted to do things like in her 70s like this, mm-hmm. like going to the Palace Garage and working on a carburetor
or something. Tinker on the car, please?
Yeah, yeah. I want to see...
Sorry, Your Majesty. It's really not appropriate.
I wish they would let her do this, but she had to have the crown on while she's doing it. And I want a picture...
That would really get in the way, though.
But I want a picture of her getting like elbow deep in an engine with the crown on. That's a heck of a lady. Let's see here. I think this one is pretty common, but I did want to mention. The Easter Island heads have bodies.
Mm, yes, that is so cool.
And when this came out in the early 2000s, like one of the biggest mind-blowing moments of my life. I've always thought those heads were so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always like just thought the history, the mystery, all of it is so interesting about them. And then, if I got this right. In 2010, archaeologists found that two of the Pacific Island figures actually had torsos that measured as high as 33 feet. Incredible.
But it's still a mystery, right?
Yeah,
don't know why they are there or why they have bodies.
Yep. No clue. But man, is that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The moon has moonquakes. They happen due to tidal stresses connected to the distance between the moon and the earth. And just one more for fun. The actors who voiced Mickey and Minnie Mouse got married in real life. Russi Taylor, Minnie, and Wayne Alwine, Mickey, tied the knot in 1991.
Aww, that's cute.
I like that one. That is cool. Oh, that was an interesting. I have talked about this on the air. I have owned this. I mentioned it all the time. I am a person that has to learn how to wake up. I just wake up wrong. I wake up angry. I don't know why. I've always been like this. Not every day of my life, but for some reason I wake up and I'm just in a grumpy mood. And I cannot figure out why. Well, it has to do a lot with my sleep pattern, mm-hmm. my diet, a lot of these things. Mm-hmm. But it is something that I'm working on. And it's something that I learned from my mom. I don't want to be like this and those things. And mm-hmm. I'm trying to grow and be better. And she has grown and evolved and been better. So it's constantly something I'm working on, especially considering I do a morning show. Well, what about this part, though? If you're going in for a medical procedure and the doctor seems like they got up on the wrong side of the bed, you're probably in good hands, actually.
Really?
A new study has found that bad moods can make people more detail-oriented. And it's not just because they're less chatty and distracted by others. The researchers say mood and language are supported by different brain networks. But there's a lot of interaction going on between them. When the people in the study were in a negative mood, they were more careful and analytical. They scrutinized what was actually in front of them and didn't just fall back on general knowledge or routine. They were also more likely to reanalyze situations where there were unexpected inconsistencies when they were in a bad mood. Or at least women are. For the purposes of the study, they only used female participants this time, but future studies are involving men. And they have found...
That's interesting.
Yeah, there's another... I think there's another piece to this conversation. But just wrapping up the article here, they did find that people that worked in early AM jobs that had calculations to make tended to be this way more. So I blame radio. I don't have to take any personal responsibility whatsoever. It's the fact that I've worked in radio for 20 years that's made me this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Constant sleep deprivation.
Right. I don't have to change anything. I can just keep living, and I don't have to own any. No, obviously, that's not true. None of that is real.
Well,
but it is interesting to me, though.
Interesting. And I'm thinking about it myself. Like, when I'm in a bad mood, I have a tendency to work on tasks differently than I do when I'm in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
And I drive through or I push through them. But in my mind, that's because, well, I'm in a bad mood. I don't want to do this. I'm just going to get it done and rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to, all right, I'm going to do this work to the best of my ability and get it done and move on. So I don't know. It's an interesting phenomenon, but I wonder why they only did it with women.
I'd really like to know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
For the purposes of the study, is all they say. They don't give you a reason why they did that. And I
that's the only people who responded.
I'm genuinely curious. Like that, I'm not looking for anything mischievous here. I'm looking like it was basically like they were the only ones that responded. Yes.
And how do you test that? Like, how do you bring somebody in for a test and be like, all right, so I need you to be in a bad mood and do this task?
Every once in a while, there's something that comes up on air that I was going to say off air. And this was it. This was the one. This is one of those ones where I was going to be off air. I was immediately going to go to you, Melissa, and be like, so how did they get people to do that? Like, especially if they're in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in a bad mood, chances are you're not going to show up for some like free study to like for like, people to prod you.
And so, we need you to show up. And that's the thing, too. How do you get... I have questions.
If they're already in a bad, like if they were in a good mood, did they do these things to put them in a bad mood so that they could study them? Like that's another thing.
What do we need to do to put you in a bad mood without telling you that's what we're doing so we can do this study?
That seems very difficult. That seems that does not seem like fun. That seems like wrong in many ways. I don't know about that one. I don't know.
It might start with a questionnaire of, so what puts you in a bad mood?
I'll tell you one thing. That I think is one of the quickest ways to get me in a bad mood. What's wrong? Now, asking that once or twice is caring and sweet. And I actually am not very used to that, so I appreciate it quite a bit.
But it's when it persists.
Yeah, and it's they're not asking you what's wrong. They're assuming something's wrong. Mm-hmm. You're actually, maybe you're a little grumpy, but you're not in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. But then they keep prodding and prodding. And like,
would you look upset?
Well, now I'm in a bad mood.
Are you sure you're okay? Like, what's going on?
Like, when people won't
believe you. You can unburden yourself to me. Really, I'm here for you. I'm listening.
I'm fine. I am really fine about this, Melissa. Civic media every day is getting stronger and stronger. I have to call Sage every weekend to make sure that he's not, just buying another radio station. That him and Mike aren't running around the state just buying up another radio station after radio station. Like, you guys, calm down, slow down a little bit here. Especially because how excited we are about this and how excited they are about this. Everything starts from the top.
Yes.
And with those two, when you meet them, when you talk to them, you make eye contact. Okay, these guys believe what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in radio. They believe in local radio. They believe in supporting local businesses.
Yes.
Now, you and I and our staff here and everybody under Civic Media has gotten a chance to experience this. You listen to Mike on the radio or Sage when he's joined us on the airwaves and stuff. You hear a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now we can put our money where our mouth is.
Literally.
Yes. $1 million advertising giveaway. If you're a local business owner in Wisconsin who would like to advertise on this radio station or with our Civic Media company, this is your time.
Yes, you need to get ready. Mark your calendars. This is a one-day only event, January 26th, starting at 9 a.m. and going until midnight or until the $1 million is gone.
Mm-hmm. You have 9 days and 7 seconds. Oh, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I love that they added that to the website.
8 days, 23 hours, and 59 minutes you have to get in on this, everybody. I love the countdown thing. I love it. This is it's not even that difficult to be a part of. Just show up, get on there, put your information in.
Log into the website, put your information in, and you're good to go.
And it's free.
Yeah.
And while you're doing that, please mention that you heard about it on the morning show here at WFHR.
Yes, that's an important bit.
Yeah. We'll be back with more, but you can find out more about this at civicmedia.us/million, civicmedia.us/million. We'll be back with more morning show here at WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio.